Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, 3 hours more. Layout before us, a lot of important guests coming up. Vital info straight ahead. Yeah, Gary, Matt Lepasek, other innocents arrested for engaging in the First Amendment by the secret police goons and framed publicly in front of witnesses. Much of it on camera. You have the NYPD, the New York PERP department, the people who work for the private banks that own us, the slaves, who have framed up an innocent American with pleasure and enjoyment as usual. 646-610-5000, 646-610-5000. Not content to run most of the drugs and prostitution in New York for 200 years, the New York Police Department, they've really only been around about 150, but they had constables before that. They're the gangs of New York. Now they have to frame citizens that don't want to be slaves. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. They physically assault you and then charge you, just like they attacked that black guy, black NFL guy. He doesn't even touch him. They taser him. He begs with his hands, please, please, sir. And the guy just screams with pleasure at the groveling and tasers him. And then they put on the news that the black guy's bad. It's just how it works. And I'm supposed to sit here and enjoy it and say the cops are good. 646-610-5000. Let them know their criminality is all on video. 646-610-5000. Don't give the scum what they want to sit there and act screaming or threatening. Just be, we know you're criminals. We know you've engaged in crime. We know you framed him. And we understand, you know, that this will be exposed. You need to stop now and stop being criminals. Stop violating the First Amendment and George Washington. Who fought right there in your city. 646-610-5000. And tell them to release Gary. They know who he is. Luke Radowski, in closing, wearechange.org. People can support you there. But the big thing is we need New York lawyers or New Jersey lawyers, anybody nearby, who can go in with all this footage and witnesses and not just get these false charges dropped, but also start a civil rights lawsuit, which New York loses one every couple of days. They just use taxpayer money to pay it off. That's why they don't care. But, Luke, any other closing comments about what's happened? Being arrested for what you just heard earlier, talking about how the Bush crime family is behind 9/11.
Well, I just wanted to say that people should support us. People should help us. Start your own change chapter. Start whatever chapter or organization you want. Just do the right thing. I just wanted to say publicly that I will never commit suicide. I love my life. I will never do anything like that. They're going to try to frame us again. I just wanted to make that point clear. Call the police precincts. Help us out. We're going to start a national movement with the length of every month action where we're going to start educating police officers and military personnel about the truth about what's really going on in this country. Help us out. Join us. Become the change you want to see in this world and help start the second American Revolution.
Absolutely. Luke Radowski, thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me, brother.
You bet. Yeah, you can watch the video up at the time they smash the camera where he gets assaulted. Then you can have all the eyewitnesses on video who saw it all happen. They didn't describe what happened. They're trying to get a still camera film developed right now that shows this guy's face that did assault him. This is how it works. I remember I was peacefully, back when I really wasn't even anti-Bush, we didn't know what he would do. We knew he was bad. In 2000, during the disputed election, I was down at the Capitol by the governor's mansion, and Secret Service would come up and shove on you and then go, "You planted something violent, Alex." And I'd, in plain clothes, and I'd say, "Come on, man. Number one, don't touch me. Number two, you know I'm nonviolent." And they'd have the Bush supporters hitting me on the head with their signs, fighting with the Democrats. That was all fun. It was harass us because we were down there with our video cameras. And that's what this country is. It's a bunch of crooks that work for a corrupt government that works for foreign banks that are busy destroying this country right now. All right, I got masses of news I'm going to cover. Then Bob Chapman joins us in 25 minutes. A lot of other audio clips coming up, too. A huge radio show lined up. Very important guest about the Ron Paul strategy. You want to make heads or tails of what's going on with their delegate activities? Well, we'll talk to somebody who's in the thick of it coming up, too. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. Have you noticed how the police, the military, when they're involved in policing now, yeah, we told you for years that was coming and now it's here. The Secret Service, all of them just treat you like absolute dirt. I mean, they set up checkpoints 2-3 miles. They move them all the time on a major state road. I mean, a major 4-lane, 2-lane, it's larger and smaller in different areas. In Crawford, and you just pull up. And they just go, turn around, who are you? I'll arrest you right now. Get back, you. They just look at you like you're just absolute dirt. And I have that here out of the Herald, the Monterey Herald. This is the Monterey newspaper. It's in a bunch of other papers because the newspapers just now discovered that in California, 1 million vehicles, if you want to get technical, 96,000, but that was last year's numbers. They've issued more. Are above the law. No tickets, no running red lights, no drunken driving. Now, in Texas, two legislative sessions ago, we read the bill on air, almost passed a law that anyone who'd criticized government or criticized police, this was in the bill, that DPS intelligence would, and they did this, by the way, in the 70s and got caught. It was a big national scandal. They were spying on peace groups, churches. It's really federal intelligence, quite a group of people. I've been surveilled by them. Like, I'm not going to notice a white van parked out front of my house with a black window in the back with an air conditioner on the top with state plates, and you walk over and they won't open the door, but the thing's running, and they get real mad. I mean, come on. Why don't you go surveil some of your cop bosses bringing in narcotics? Why don't you actually, or your whore-running buddies, okay, instead of leaving me alone, somebody that doesn't even speed anymore and still gets pulled over by your random searches? I don't even drink one beer anymore. Period. Not much one beer and drive. Nothing. I do nothing. I pay your taxes to your private banks. I do it all. But I'm going to tell you, you're crooks. Your system is criminal, and I'm sick of bending over to it. I'm sick of mincing words, and I'm not talking about individual police, but the system is as rotten as a dead cow in the ditch that's been dead for a week and a half. And I'm not going to look at the maggots and the bloated guts and the stench and say it's beautiful or say it smells like lavender. I am not going to play along with it anymore. All right, I said I'd cover news, and I'm already going into a complete and total insane rant mode here. Editorial, loophole lets some avoid tickets tolls. Now, this is actually a whitewash article. If you read Out of the Way Peasants, I know I talked about this yesterday, but you've heard me say they're above the law. And in many states, well, I digress, going back, they almost passed a bill where they will have in all the police computers, not your tickets, not your arrest record, not your DNA type, that's all happening now, not your cell phone tracking lifetime, not all your slave identifiers. And that's what we are, slaves. Here to be chemically attacked, here to be lobotomized, here to be enslaved, here to be sterilized, here to die. We serve the globalist. You too, cops, they're chemically attacking your children every day, public documents. You're too dumb to look it up. Maybe some of you are. Maybe you will. I call the public dumb too, folks, not just you. Your house is on fire. I'm trying to get you up and get you out of it. You're laying there in your bed, lowing, laughing at me. I don't have time for it, man. I'm risking my life here. That's why I get mad. Hold on. Let me just settle down. They almost passed a law in Texas, and some states have done it, where they watch your political statements. So the police know when they pull you over if you are someone who's been critical of them. I'm not kidding. So they can have their way with you. So they can push you around. They already, all over the country, every major department has squad cars. L.A.'s got hundreds of them. Houston's got a bunch. Austin has just bought, what, four or five a few years ago. I don't know what they have now. That just randomly read everybody's plates and run your plates, which state law in every state says is illegal. They're not supposed to just randomly run your plates, but they just do it. Oh, we have computers that randomly run your plates to look for stolen cars. Sure you do. When my car got stolen twice, you wouldn't come out. But it's to look for stolen. Just like the gunshot detectors they put in 1998 in Austin. There's now hundreds of them with the thousands of cameras. They said, we're gunshot detectors. You went to the company's website. They bragged it was to listen to people at 200 yards away, and no one ever got busted from the gunshot detectors. They're really microphones all over the city. So, to know who you are and to know what you've said about them, like a Google search in their computer. They already have Google in most of their cars, and they're already doing web searches on everybody in a lot of the departments. Some departments don't allow it. So, they're all little intelligence operatives. They're all little commissar political officers. And they wanted to know, and so they could harass you, and it said to the officers for their own safety to know if you criticized them. And that was narrowly defeated. And DPS intelligence just runs around doing whatever they want. They're not dealing with rocket attacks and murders and massive kidnappings and dead cops and Los Zetas paramilitary killing cops in Dallas and killing cops in San Antonio. That's all kept real quiet or any of the serious things. It's just spying on people's political speech. So when you read about this, realize it's not just them that are at a higher level of status and class. It's that you are being identified and tracked. And that you are scum. Editorial, loophole lets some avoid tickets and tolls. For no good reason, thousands of cars registered to Monterey County drivers are essentially exempt from parking tickets, exempt from citations, and running red lights at intersections, monitoring by cameras, except from fees, exempt from fees from toll roads. Yeah, I lived in a neighborhood with a bunch of cops like 6 years ago, and I, you know, so you'd leave work the same time or come home the same time, you'd be behind them, you know their cars, because you shouldn't get out of their private cars and their police uniforms. They drive like complete maniacs around here. You look over the back fence, they're stumbling around drunk with their buddies, barbecuing, and they all go get in their cars and leave. All the time you hear about cops on motorcycles and cars killing people, wrecking. They'll have alcohol levels where most people couldn't even walk. There's cases where cops will pull them over and then they'll get in trouble. But then the bars that sell the cops the liquor, they go to jail. The gods are above the law when they kill themselves, but the bars that sell them the alcohol, it's all their fault. They go persecute and give them manslaughter charges. That just happened where this cop and his girlfriend were so drunk they just got totally plastered on their high-powered motorcycle and went plowing through a guardrail in the hill country, and they went in and arrested the bartender. By the way, it came out they ordered the bartender to give them more drinks. It's just sick, man. It's sick. A bunch of drunk PTSD nuts running around doing whatever they want. These local cars are among the 996,000 California vehicles registered to owners employed by or affiliated with. That's right, their family are gods, too. A long list of public safety. Public safety. It's for your safety. Agencies and quasi-public safety agencies. Quasi, yeah. That's right, LCRA around here, the private mafia group, has their own SWAT teams. They rule. They're above the law. I've talked to people that used to work for them. They just flashed their security badge, and the police basically bow down. They're part of infrastructure protection. The owners, therefore, are able to keep their home addresses shielded from public disclosure under state's confidential records program. They're all secret agents. Once upon a time, the program made sense. Until 1990, criminals and everybody else could use license plate numbers to get the home addresses of most Californians through Department of Motor Vehicle Records. But after a couple of highly publicized stalker attacks on actresses Rebecca Schaefer and Teresa Chalanda, the law was changed to make the DMV addresses records off-limits to public while allowing law enforcement agencies to have access to home addresses except those protected under confidential records programs. Yeah, what about cop stalking hot women? I always read about that, but only after the cop goes nuts and rapes and kills them. Their favorites to sit outside the topless bars and pull the topless dancers over drunk and demand services. That's all right. It's freedom. The confidentiality program has been in place for more than a decade. It should have been amended in 1990 to enable law enforcement agencies to obtain confidential DMV addresses, information on anyone when necessary. But as the Orange County Register reported recently, police officers, relatives of police officers, parole agents, social workers, that's child kidnapping rings, animal control officers and judges and city council members, legislators and others that are part of the crime syndicate, remain under a social special cloak of protection that does little to shield them from crooks or stalkers, but that immunizes them from inconveniences such as parking fines, highway tolls. When they drive past a toll booth without paying, a ticket is generated, but the highway authority can't figure out where to send it. The officers and the officers get to keep a secret plate when they retire. If they change jobs and no longer are eligible, they can keep the protected plates for 3 years. On the Southern California toll road, 3,722 vehicles traveled toll-free in the past 5 years because of this misplaced confidentiality. Many of those vehicles made hundreds of free trips. And then the article just gets worse. It just gets worse from there. This is everywhere now. This is everywhere now. And see, what's scary is the cops on their own squad car videos, I've seen hundreds of them, will beat you up on video. You don't even resist. Your human instincts neutralize. And then they charge you and send you to prison. I'm tired of the injustice, and you're making good cops look bad. By the way, police, you're losing the info war. People absolutely hate you. I hope you know that.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
We're back live. Bob Chapman coming up. Understand the psychological system here. We bash the police for the bad things they do, the tyrannical training, the shift into martial law, the public martial law drills, roundups, public violations by design of the Fourth Amendment, the end of posse comitatus, FEMA camps, spies, the total conversion of the economy over into a prison fortress, literally. We come out and bash the police, and then that further compacts them into their gang mentality of, see, everyone's against you. Because the average cop isn't a bad person, bad man or woman. They've just been incrementally twisted. So they hear this, and they go, well, I don't do that stuff. That's an exaggeration. That's bull. This guy's a liar. And so it further compacts them into the mindset. I do not personally hate you. I do hate watching videos of you beat people half to death and then charging them just so you want to cover up for yourself. I mean, they'll even show squad car video of them beating you and say, well, he spoke back, so I had to beat him, and that speaking was resistance, so I want 5 years in prison. Or, oh, you didn't pay your fare on the, or you couldn't get it out of your pocket quick enough on the subway, we now taser you for punishment. This is all happening. They tasered a guy yesterday, and he caught on fire. Now they're going to up the taser power. People die every day. It's a murder weapon. Cops have died in the test with it, especially big guys, especially athletes. Because their hearts are already amped all up. Just like they've had champion basketball players just collapse of heart attacks. You know, it's the best racehorses have serious, problems. It's like marathon runners are always dropping dead. But I'm already digressing. The point here is I don't want to be your enemy. But you've got unlimited power. You've been given the green light to do whatever you want. You're stealing old ladies' money out of their purses without even arresting them with asset forfeiture seizure. I see that in the news every week. You're scary as hell. And I care about my children a lot more than I care about you. I don't want them growing up in this third world pit. You don't like it, leave it. Hey, you're the ones that came in with these foreign powers and these foreign systems and overthrew my way of life. I want you to leave. You like being a thug? Go down and see if they'll give you a job in Mexico or Russia or China. Stop destroying my country right in front of me. Derek, the sales guy here in the office, won't come on air, but he was in there defending the police just now, going, well, a lot of them are nice. You know, most of them are nice, but there is this one who pulled me over 5 times from work when I was 20 in Clear Lake, and I wasn't speeding. I don't know why he didn't like me, but I had long hair. And then he beat me, you know, until my legs were bloody, but, you know, he was probably just having a bad day. And I'm not bashing Derek, but, I mean, I always see the abused making excuses for this. I'm tired of it, man. See, I've taken psychology and I've read a lot of graduate-level criminology outside of college, but textbooks, it's very interesting. Go take it. Go take some courses or buy some advanced criminology textbooks. But really, it's in the 101 that criminals and psychopaths radiate towards power positions, and the number one and two are government positions and law enforcement. Now, most of them are just guys get out of the military, they want a job. Or most of them are just people that their dad's a cop, so they're going to be a cop. There's the old hunter/guardian/warrior class that's the honorable job they want to have. Or in big cities, that's the job you can have if you're blue collar. Not anymore, folks. It's more of the German or Soviet model where these are scary people. I mean, I've been downtown. That's why I won't go downtown anymore at night to go to a restaurant or a movie, because that's where the special roid head divisions. I mean, huge shaved head guys with devil tats all over them. And, I mean, I've had them. And I've been with friends. If you're with good-looking women, that really makes them mad, because women don't like shaved head roid heads. And they get really mad if you're with good-looking women. They'll just come over and say, what's going on? Let me see her ID. Hey, you got a problem, boy? Go ahead and make a move. They wear black gloves, huge roid muscles. They'll just look at you. Just like out of a movie, man, like out of Road Warrior or something. Just give us the gas. I spare your lives. I don't want to live like this. Just stop pushing. Stop pushing. Stop pushing all the time. Stop treating me like crap. Just at least treat me like a scum slave, not a trash, filth scum slave. At least treat me as good as you treat the illegal aliens, your God. We'll be right back and talk about the globalists sucking out the economy. It's only begun. Your masters are raping you right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye.
Man, I'd love Willie Nelson since I was a little kid. I can't believe he's been a fan of this show for 10 years. I can't believe he went public against the New World Order on my show. I've already lived one hell of a life.
Nobody heard his dying word.
Oh, but that's the way it goes.
Well, but that's the way it goes.
Who would have ever thought Charlie Sheen go public on this show? Or Andres Rombulo? Or Governor Jesse Ventura? Or the California congressman a few months ago went public here? San Francisco Chronicle writer saying 9/11 is an inside job? or Ray McGovern, who went public here.
Out of hindsight.
Or Paul Craig Roberts.
Let's see, he can't sing.
We're going to go to Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, in just one moment. I can't play this song, though, without letting you listen to Merle Haggard. His little verse coming up here. We're going to talk a lot in the next 45 minutes with Bob Chapman. So be sure and stay with us.
Day they laid poor Poncho low. The lefty split for Ohio. Where he got bread to go. There ain't nobody know. All the better all they say. They could have had him any day. We only let him slip away. Out of kind size of four.
Hotel, the dead is quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. To save a few for lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
I want to tell our police and military something. Don't let the New World Order destroy your name. They're setting you up. They're going to use you to bring in tyranny. Then they're going to have globalist reforms and flush you down the toilet. Just like they're using the U.S. to take over the planet right now, while at the same time demonizing us globally and making the New World Order look good. Rupert Murdoch's newspapers demonize the U.S. worldwide, but then domestically are pro-war. It's all staged. You better realize you're being trapped. You're being set up. Bob Chapman was with Army Intelligence. Then, of course, he had the largest financial newsletter in the U.S. till he retired. Then he came back with the International Forecaster. He is one of the top 10 icons of the Patriot Movement in the last 40 years. You know, Bob, that's a point I don't think you've ever made on my show. I don't think people know that you've been fighting the New World Order since the late 60s. Tell folks, before we get into the news and the finances of what's happening, just so they know a little bit more about you, because you don't toot your own horn, how long you've been in this? You're a Mossback.
Well, yes, I am. And I can remember back in 1964 getting together with Gary Allen and Ed Griffith and Alan Stang, and we were all headed in the same direction. They at that time were all writers, and I was a wannabe, I guess, and was a stockbroker specializing in gold and silver shares, and that's when that evolution started for me. So it's been 45 years or so that I've been involved in bringing the truth to people.
And boy, I bet things have changed since 1964.
Thank goodness for the Internet, because that's really made the big change, because we're able to disperse information to so many so quickly and at such a small cost. And then we've always had radio programs that talk about the things we talk about, but they were pretty limited in what they could say 20, 25 and 20 and 15 years ago.
And they were regional.
That's true, and so they were of limited reach, we'll call it. And of course, today with what's going on, not only with the Internet but with the stations like this one that carries this kind of information, more and more people are learning how they're being taken.
Now, Bob, I want to get into the economy, the food rationing a lot because you've been writing about that for a while. But before we do that, I don't know if you've heard about this. It's all over California papers. I've been talking about it for years. But now they're, A, why do you think they're now reporting on it? And, B, what do you think this means? They admit that 996,000 special plates, you're allowed to drunk drive, you're allowed to run red lights, cops, their families, government workers, CPS child kidnappers, they all, it admits here, this is out of the Monterey Herald, also out of other papers, that they are above the law. It says officers have a special cloak of protection, a shield, and that they are above the law. Now, I already knew that, but people couldn't believe me. And I remember Aaron Russo saying, he was talking to Nick Rockefeller, and Nick Rockefeller told him, hey, in the new system, we're all going to have a chip, at first a card, and that we're all going to be above the law. That is, we in the elite, and that the public are all going to be slaves. A, were you aware of this, and B, why do you think they're now reporting on it?
Well, I was aware of it, but like yourself, I never had any confirmation. No one would talk about it. And what does it mean, the exposure of it? I really don't know. I'd have to think about that. It all depends on what the source was that exposed it, and how did they find out?
Oh, they don't even deny it. It's on the books since 1990 in California.
No, but the generation of the information itself. I mean, you talked about a newspaper and other newspapers exposing it. What was the original source of exposure?
One of them was the Monterey Herald, several others, and it was the paper's editorial board put out the loophole, let some avoid tickets tolls. There's another one, Lou Rockwell, out of the way peasants. That's my question. Why have the papers suddenly decided to question God? I think that shows a split in the power structure.
Well, it could very well be. It looks like in order to get that kind of information confirmed, you would have to have had a break in rank, somebody who was really disturbed that those groups of people were able to do that.
Well, I tell you, that is a key sign of tyranny. In Nazi Germany, you were above the law if you were a party member, and same thing in Russia. You're a communist party.
Well, it goes on in China, too, right now. A good example of that, and one of the reasons why they've had such speculation in their stock and property markets, particularly along the coast, is that a party member would walk into a bank and say, look, I have a business plan and I have a new corporation, and I need to borrow $7,500,000 equivalent in yuan. And they can't refuse them. And, of course, most of these loans are never paid back. And so the recipient goes off and gambles with the money. And if he makes money, he hides it. And if he doesn't make money, he throws his hands in the air and says, look, you know, it was a catastrophe, and I'm sorry, but I can't pay it back. And because he's a party member, it's okay.
Bob, you lived in South Africa, Europe. You were in military intelligence before that, all over the world, saw these systems. 99% of the time, governments are run by fat cat thugs. Everything turns into third world cess because there's no free market and no one has reason to work because it's all just sucked off of them. And why should they? It could be stolen. It's like the collapse of the Soviet Union, at least on paper. It's the same system over and over again, where a small group of thugs, just like what you mentioned with China, in China, for those that don't know, the grandsons of the first generals that took over with Mao, they own all the big companies, they run it all, the people are sick of it, they allow some low-level limited free market, but then they come and shake them down, and I don't think Americans realize that we're now entering into that. Where here in Austin, the former mayors and people openly own the banks that get all the deals for the stolen property they took under environmental guises. They're handing roads over. They're just taking farms and ranches at gunpoint. I mean, it's already here, Bob. I mean, it's just where I live for a decade. They've been raping the daylights out of people. I mean, just stuff that's hardcore racketeering. Can you describe for people what this means or how it's going to unfold, that black uniforms and secret arrest and that's not for the turban people, that that's for you with land and money?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that it's a police state, no matter what you call it. And, you know, we saw that, as you mentioned, in many other societies. And that's the kind of society that we're entering into now, or already are in deeply into it. And the manifestations are special license plates for special people who are above the law, and people who operate within law enforcement, who sometimes worse than the criminals that are on the street that they're supposed to be picking up. You know, I've talked to some attorneys lately about the antics of the FBI and ATF, and it's incredible the things that they do. And so we're working towards and we're already into, as far as I'm concerned, a fascist state in America.
Well, do you agree that on a curve, we're just going over the hump downward, though? This, what we think is intense right now, is that point where you just start moving forward on the water slide towards the pool.
I would agree with that. And in fact, I think most everything that they want is in place. All they have to do is have an event or a chain of events which would make things happen more quickly, and then they would put everything into overdrive, and all of a sudden you would have a takeover of all the banks. You would have a federalization of law enforcement. You would have people like you and I who would be picked up and put in internment camps so we can't open our mouths anymore. And all of those manifestations.
Well, Bob, in their public attack pattern, they actually will just take me out to a grave, shoot me in the back of the head, and throw me in a pit. Or they might want to beat me up for a few days and have fun. Well, you know, I mean, that's what they tend to do. You and I will actually be killed.
In all probability, yes. And there's not an awful lot you can do about it. You can take some of them with you.
I'm not even worried about it. Yeah, I'm not even. I don't care. They're scum. Yeah. They're going to lose in the end. We're going to take the country back, and one day hundreds of thousands of them are going to be on trial. They're going to get full due process, full jury trials, and they're going to hang high.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. I've said that on other programs, and I cite the instance in Germany of the chief of police of Hamburg. And in 1933, the National Socialist Party was elected, and they appointed Adolf Hitler as their chancellor. So one of the first moves that Mr. Hitler did was that he consolidated the police and the formulation of the Gestapo and the SS. And he called this gentleman, whose name I can't remember, to Berlin and said, "Look, I know that you dislike me greatly, but you're the greatest police chief, and we want you to continue." And so he said, "Fine." And so all during the war, he functioned as that police chief, and he was responsible for sending dissidents and others off to camps. And some of them were exterminated, and some of them were worked to death. And at the end of the war, they had their trials, and at Nuremberg, they said, "Why did you do this? You know, you were a wonderful policeman, and you went along with this program. You should have argued and not done it." And he said, "Look, it was the law, and as long as it's the law, I did that." And that's the excuse that these people have. Well, there are laws which are totally immoral, like sending people off to be worked to death, or beaten to death, or shot to death, or whatever. And this is the kind of mentality today that is so prevalent in America.
Well, Bob Chapman, you're absolutely right. You know, they say truth is stranger than fiction. Imagine a fiction book written 30 years ago where the son of a Nazi police chief, a captain, that's the equivalent of colonel in the SS, running an entire city and county, a huge area, Graz and surrounding areas, who was, this is admitted, involved in the arrest of thousands, including Austrians, Germans, who were sent to death. Then the guy is elected governor of the largest state, seventh largest economy in the world. He wears SS belt buckles on TV. He tells film crews he admires Hitler. He gets ADL awards for being wonderful. and he runs around trying to ban guns in California. I mean, how do you make that type? That's what I mean. We're living in the Twilight Zone, Bob.
Well, the people don't want to speak out because they're afraid. They're terrified. And particularly people in business who have to work and have to make a living. Look at the economists and the analysts and who work for large corporations. They don't dare say there's something wrong, well, no matter what it may be, because they'll lose their jobs. That's why economists and analysts are wrong two-thirds of the time. I mean, that's a spectacular record. I mean, one would be better off flipping a coin than listening to them. And that's just one little segment of society. And, you know, I heard an instance recently in a brokerage firm where a compliance officer said that, well, the sale of the stock in our company is going to dilute down the ownership of the people that already are in the company. And so what happened was the person was fired.
Stay there. I want to hear about this. We'll get into the financial end of this with Bob Chapman in just 3 minutes. GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
I'm totally blown away. We are changed. The Arnold Schwarzenegger video just came in. We just got it in the mail from 2 days ago. It has Arnold Schwarzenegger picking his nose and considering eating it. He considers the... I don't want to sound like a five-year-old. It's just funny. But that isn't what matters. We have a close-up of this, by the way. It's going up in the next few hours at wearechange.org and infowars.com. Little secret, there's already a test video up. But Schwarzenegger gets confronted about his Nazi belt buckle, how he loves Hitler, Luke could not have done a better job, and it gets to Schwarzenegger, that cowardly piece of trash. Your little black uniforms won't save you, punk. This isn't the movies. You are an enemy, and I won't rest till you get out of my country. Piece of trash. You are not going to be our president, you piece of trash. After all your father did to the good German people, and after what you set up over there, you degenerate piece of filth who's bought and paid for by the ADL and others. Why do they give him all these awards? Because they can destroy him anytime they want, folks. He's totally compromised. Let's go back to Bob Chapman. Bob, that's why they love Arnold, isn't it? Because they've got all that dirt on him. The makers of Pumping Iron have the video, and Arnold admits he made it. Major magazine, the Rolling Stone, saw the footage and wrote a story in 79 about it where he said he admires Hitler. The ADL can release that anytime they want. How compromised is Arnold Schwarzenegger as their puppet?
Totally. And that's why he's used the way he's used. And that's why he takes the positions that he does. And that's why George Shultz is his mentor. And Shultz at Bechtel Corporation, former Secretary of State, is one of the top illuminists in the United States.
Yeah,
so he's
Shultz,
right under their
Shultz
wing.
Is a top kingmaker.
He absolutely is and has been for years.
In fact, when Bush won the nomination for president in 2000, they admitted on CNN he had to go meet with Shultz at Bohemian Grove to get the nod. It said that Bush Sr., Colin Powell, met with Bob Shultz, and that he basically gave the go-ahead.
I've heard the same story.
I mean,
I'm sure it's true.
How does Shultz get into that power position? I guess he's just so old, it's whoever's left at the top. Or...
Well, you know, it's like David Rockefeller's probably not functioning very well anymore. He's in his 90s, and so power, you know, drops down to the next level of younger illuminists, and, you know, in the theoretical area, you've got Brzezinski and Kissinger. But you have so many people that we don't even know the names of, people who have been doing this for many years who are extremely important that we'll never even know about.
The office is just rolling. Burmese just saw the Arnold picks his nose, looks at it. And the point is, every time you see him, it's a scripted photo, scripted video. This is absolute gold. I'm sorry, Bob. This is just absolute gold, this video. We're about to break. We're going to have you to the 20 or 30 after, depending on how long you can stay. Whatever you think's most important economically when we come back in 70 seconds, Bob. And I want to get into this food rationing. We have the documents. We have the evidence that they have orchestrated this. I want to get your take, if you agree with that, and how they've orchestrated it, why they've orchestrated it, with Bob Chapman. The website is theinternationalforecaster.com. You can go sign up and get a free copy mailed to you, or you can pay and get twice a month the hard copy, which is thick and full of key info, or sign up for the computerized electronic copy and get two a week at theinternationalforecaster.com. Also, I have, and if you've only got a phone and not computer, we'll give a number out before he leaves. Washington, You're Fired, a film about political change in D.C. This is really part two to America, Freedom to Fascism. This film should be just as important as that film. We're carrying it discounted at InfoWars.com. And also, the Showtime special is expanded with 3 hours of extras, discounted out of the gates, available nowhere else. American Drug War at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.